All right, before we close the sessions and open up the exhibit floor, I want to introduce the president of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, who has a few words for us on some programs we'd be interested in. Michelle Vetterkind.
Good morning, everyone. All right, quick update here. I want to tell you a little bit about the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. We recently updated our long-range plan, and one of the goals of the WBA Board of Directors as part of that long-range plan is to educate and promote the broadcast engineer for the future. So to promote high school outreach, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, along with our foundation, we have implemented a student and leaders distance learning initiative. And the purpose here is to take education regarding the broadcast field and the different aspects of the broadcast field down into the high school level. In the past, we have focused heavily on the collegiate level, but this is an initiative to take us down into the high school level when students are already beginning to formulate what they want to do. So in order to do that, part of this distance learning initiative, we're covering several topics, journalism, new media, DJ personality, radio programming, production, sales and marketing, sports reporting, promotions and marketing, and TV production, but we also have an engineering module. As a matter of fact, the engineering module was the first one to take place. And a special thank you to Kevin Trueblood from Wisconsin Public Radio. He was our speaker for that initiative. And this is a session that is archived for all the Wisconsin high schools in the state and has received terrific feedback. And again, because it's archived, this is something that the high schools can continue to bring up and show their students. At our student seminar, and this is more at the collegiate level, we now have an engineering session as well. And we receive over 200 students usually in attendance. And last year was the first year for an engineering topic. We had engineering in the IT world, video production, non-broadcast TV, which was presented by Bill Hubbard, our clinic committee member, and Mike Schmidt, an education committee member from UW-Green Bay. So now we would say it's your turn to help promote the future broadcast engineer. The Broadcast Engineering Internship Grant Program, and you'll see a sheet in your folders on this, will connect future engineers to Wisconsin broadcasters by funding a summer engineering intern position right in your workplace. Up to 5 grants at $2,500 for a 2-month internship will be awarded to cover the internship stipend and expenses. Internships run from June 15th through August 15th, 2012. And again, details are in your attendee packet. The WBA and the WBA Foundation also appreciate those of you who have already made the commitment and chosen broadcast engineering as a profession. We realize that you must stay current in broadcast engineering, and that involves an investment of time and money in learning new technology and practices. The following grant was created with you in mind. The WBA Foundation will award 5 $1,000 grants statewide. These grants are to be used for continuing engineering education. And again, information is in your packet. The WBA Foundation is looking for applicants this year, as believe it or not, there were no applicants this past year. So please don't let this program be in jeopardy of being cut due to lack of response. Many of you in this room are probably familiar with our Emergency Broadcasters ID program. It is one of the WBA's most popular member benefits, and it allows essential emergency personnel to cross police lines in times of an emergency to get to the transmitter in order to keep a station on the air. There's an application sheet in the back of your folders, and again, I know many of you in this room do have these cards. We in Wisconsin are very, very lucky to have this program. I believe there is one that's really even similar to this in the country, and we are very fortunate to have a wonderful working relationship between the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and Wisconsin's Department of Justice. They think very highly of the program, but they also take it very seriously because it does allow someone with this card, with your photo ID on it, to cross police lines, and that is taken very seriously. Not for news personnel, not for station management, it is for anyone who can keep that transmitter going in order to keep the station on the air. This is something we looked at actually after Katrina. This was a problem in New Orleans when they could not cross police lines and some of the stations were not allowed to stay on the air. And this is when we looked at this shortly thereafter and this program was developed. But one very important thing I do want to point out is because it is looked at very seriously by the Department of Justice, the cards do need to be returned when you leave employment. We need to return those back to the Department of Justice, and they are destroyed. So if you're going to leave your job, please return your card. Very important. But our thanks, along with these initiatives, to our engineering focus group, Leonard Charles, chair of the clinic committee, Mark Porubsky, head of MATC Broadcast Engineering Curriculum in Milwaukee, Kevin Pulse, Senior Producer Director, Milwaukee Public Television, Terry Bond, Director of Engineering and Operations for ECB, Van Walling, Engineers and Scientists of Milwaukee, along with Linda and myself for providing the footprint to serve the engineering community. Chuck, I'd like to turn it back to you. Thank you all for your support.